this game is going to be televised locally. It's official. You pleased about that?
That's good. You know, I think in any chance you have to grow up your fan base, right? And so many of them can't go to the game, but if they can watch it on TV, it just keeps bringing more people in the area, you know, to grow the young kids up as Bucks fans, which is great. But my concern, you know, I leave that up to other people. My concern is what's on the field. And we're getting better.
Carl was back today working a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just something he's going to have to grind through all year pretty much?
Probably, yeah.
Can you notice the absence of Sean Payton at all, Greg, in the play calling scheme? What kind of impact does it look like?
That's hard for me to say because I wasn't here, you know. I'm sure Sean's a strong personality and an excellent football coach, so I'm sure there's some impact. But there's
that tandem of him and Breeze is that's a powerful tandem.
It has been, yeah. But they're number one in the National Football League in offense right now, so I think it's still running pretty well.
How did Daquan bounce back after his first timeout yesterday?
Pretty good. Yeah, there were, you know, we didn't do a lot, so I don't want to get overly excited, but he didn't have any side effects. Residual effect. So we did a little more today, and then we'll wait and see what happens tomorrow. But it's a gradual thing like we talked about.
You always talk about this being a next man up league and about being a part of getting an opportunity. Is there a better example than your right side of your line with Dotson and Merritt, the guys who you get their first chance this year for the most part? And you know, who would have thought in April these guys would be your starting right side of your line?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you get an opportunity. It's always that way. Like one man's loss, whether it's from injury or demotion, is always another man's opportunity when you're involved in competitive athletics. And here's a chance, right? So doesn't get any more competitive than the NFL. And so far, guys are stepping up.
How's Myron Lewis coming along now that you've got a hole in the secondary a little bit, at least down a man there? How's he coming along? Is he getting closer to getting some really regular playing time, or is he still struggling a bit?
Well, he's getting better. There's no doubt about that. He's improving as a cornerback. You know, he's been active last couple. Just the numbers issue, you know, and it's relative to the other guys that are playing the position. But I think he's improved. As long as he keeps doing that, he's got a skill set and he's a good player.
As Taquan, you said, was one of your tougher cuts, you know, when we were back in August. How's he come along since he's come back? I mean, he's made a couple of plays, but have you seen growth? Have you seen progress? And has it been pretty visible?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he stayed in great shape, yeah. Which I knew he would. I mean, this is what he aspires to do, yeah. You know, and he works very hard on the practice field, which I love. You know, every good football player you get that'll come out and work hard on the practice field, it just creates an atmosphere of that's normalcy, right? Going all out is normalcy, and that's what we're aiming for.
He's really stayed hungry. I mean, he's been a lot of different ups and downs, and you know, it's hard to stay on the roster in this league. But just is that what you notice about him? I mean, it comes across when you talk to him. Do you notice it?
Well, he's passionate about football, and he doesn't want it to end. You know, he loves playing the game, and it's a nice way to make a living too, right? But mm-hmm. He loves playing football, so that's why he works so hard.
What are the things about Drew Brees that make him so good? Is he just have a better vision of the field than some other quarterbacks? Is it knowledge of the scheme, knowledge of the other defenses? What is it technically that he does so well?
I think all of the above. You know, I have an insight, obviously, through Carl. And, you know, Carl will tell you he's a coach on the field. And, you know, you gather that. I read his book a year ago. And I think he's some really good insights. And he's a strong, strong person. You know, and real solid guy, and I think he's a real good leader. And then you get into the technical aspects of it. He understands the offense. He understands defenses, right, all different defenses and how it meshes with his offense. And then at the end of the day, he throws the ball very accurately, both in the short, intermediate, and deep routes. So, I mean, that's a pretty good description for a quarterback.
Last week, Kansas City, known primarily as a running team, I don't know, obviously Biggers played well and he had some pass breakups and things like that. But now, we assume since they spread you out, that means the next guy is a McDonald that has to step in as the nickel primarily? Or who will be those next DBs as everybody kind of moves up the food chain?
Well, Mac played nickel last week, and he'll do the same again this week. And he, you know, I'm impressed. His work ethic, his attention to detail, this guy is he's a pro. So that's good. And then, you know, then from there we'll just roll in whoever we need to, you know, and if something should happen or if guys get tired. You know, that's how you build depth and continue to build depth. Certainly you're down a guy, so everybody pops up one in the rotation. But Mac will be the first guy in at nickel, yep.
When you signed him, what were your expectations? Because he's played a lot for you. Some because of injury, now Lakeith, I mean,
I didn't think he'd do that. You know, yeah. We signed him as we needed some depth, but he came in here immediately and, you know, showed a professionalism and quickly grasped what we were doing. So good for him. Good for us.
You don't get many opportunities to return kickoffs in this league, the way kickers are, but when you do, what have you made of your effort on kick returns and how much time can you really spend on it since it's not a – do you spend a lot of time on that?
Well, first part of your question, I'm not pleased with our kickoff return unit. We're not doing what I think we're capable of doing. Secondly, you're right. It's time on task, and, you know, when half of them about get kicked out or touchbacks, so, you know, you're talking about half the plays. So you'd rather spend that time on something else. But I think what we've done is it made our scheme relatively simple so we can just rep it and rep it and rep it. And, you know, we have little changes to it. But having said all that, we're not doing it well enough, so we got to figure something out, you know.
Change your personnel there in front of
them? We might. Yeah, we might change some guys. Yeah. I mean, again, if you're not liking the result and you don't change anything, then don't expect anything to be different. So.
Is that less about Regis and more about what's going on in front of him, it sounds like you're saying? Or?
Hard to tell. You know, I'd like to see, given the opportunity. I can't tell you that he's going to. He did it nicely. What game was it? He popped a 54-yard Giants game.
Nice.
Yeah. Since then, we've kind of been quiet, you know. Haven't had a lot of chances, but we've had a few.
Greg, you talked about growing the fan base, and obviously that's an evolution. It's a kind of a building block. When you're out in the community, what's the dialogue you get back from fans that you get to talk with about the progress they're seeing with the team?
Well, I live, you know, right in town here in Tampa, so I don't get out of here very much, but when I do, everybody's excited about, you know, the future of the team, and yet, you know, you go in there and you see the stadium's not packed, and I talked about when we first got here, we got to get it back to that home field advantage where it's just deafening when you walk in there and the heat is beating down on you and the fans are beating down on you, and so we're working on that. Obviously, we have to do our part. We have to win, and I understand all the factors that go into it, but, you know, as was mentioned earlier, it's going to be on TV. That means we're going to have a good crowd, and, you know, excited about playing on Sunday. Thanks, guys.